This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 359 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. July corn, 363, down 3 1/4. September corn, 369 and three quarters, down 3. May soybeans, 968 1/2, down 10. July soybeans, 964 and three quarters, down 11 1/4. August soybeans, 959, down 12. May wheat, 470, up 3. July wheat, 474, no change. September wheat, 482 and 3 quarters, down 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Friday afternoon, with favorable weather for corn and soybean planting weighing on prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain news quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 4 cents at 337 to 355. Soybean bids 11 to 12 lower at 935 to 951. In central Illinois, country grain news quoted shell corn bids down 3 cents at 334 to 360. And soybean bids were 10 cents lower at 950 to 971. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents lower at 347 to 365. Soybean bids down 9 cents at 953 to 975. And wheat bids unchanged on Friday at 380 to 434. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 10 to 17 lower on Friday at 977 to 991. Basis steady to 7 cents lower, range from 8 to 22 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 319.70 to 339.70, down $4.20 a ton, with basis steady ranging from 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were mixed at 363 to 374, with basis also mixed on Friday, ranging from option to 11 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 363 to 365, with basis ranging from option to 2 over July. Soybeans down 10 to 12 cents at 973 to 982, with basis ranging from 8 to 17 over July. And new crop wheat prices on Friday ended steady at 453 to 456, with basis unchanged at 21 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 382 to 383. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents, with quotations at 997 to 998. Soft wheat closed steady to 3 cents lower at 473 to 474. And the Milo ended the day steady to down 4 cents at 423 to 429. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 340 up to 355. New crop soybean bids range from 891 to 916. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 335 to 353. New crop soybean bids at 904 to 921. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 356, new crop soybean bids at 893 to 918, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 437 up to 462. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 149.17, down 52 cents. August live cattle, 147.82, down 27 cents. October live cattle, 149.60, down 7 cents. May feeder cattle, 213.62, up 65 cents. August feeder cattle, 215.07, up 37 cents. September feeder cattle, 214.70, up 77 cents. May lean hogs, 76, down 95 cents. June lean hogs, 81.25, down 17 cents. July lean hogs, 82.05, down 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 1st Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 95 cents higher in the range of 60 to 75, 50. With a weighted average carcass price of 73.91. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 18 to 22, 4 to 5 weights 21 to 26, 5 to 6 weights 25 to 28, and 600 pounds and up 27 to 30. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $45 to $49.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 8,095 head. Now the report from Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 225 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were $3 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold 50 cents higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they brought 161 to 162. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 142 to 148. And choice slaughter heifers, 157 to 163. On to the slaughter cows, premiums brought 153. Breakers were 99 to 104. Boners were 104 to 110 with some high dressing at 116. Leans were 96 to 98. Now moving on over to United Producers at Salem. They had a special April feeder cattle sale. Receipts of 401 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 247 to 302.50. Five weights were 224 to 255. Six weights were 221 to 235. Holstein steers, large threes. Four weights were bringing 202.50 to 230. Five weights were bringing 202 to 215. Six weights were 170 to 185. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 222.50 to 245. Five weights were 210 to 228. Six weights were 192.50 to 223. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 231 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 73.86, and that was 58 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $254.64, that was $2.26 lower, with select carcasses at $243.22, that was 83 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000, that compared to 105,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running 7.4% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000, that compared to 417,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 5.6% ahead. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The House passed its fiscal year 2016 Energy and Water Development Appropriations Bill on Friday. The bill provides $340 million from the Inland Waterways Trust Fund for priority navigation projects, utilizing all revenues received into the trust fund, including increased revenues from the barge fuel fee increase enacted last year. The Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund will receive $1.25 billion, and the Corps' operations and maintenance account is at $3.094 billion. The Senate must still act on a bill. Going on now and running through October, every Monday and Friday afternoon on the Litchfield Library lawn, you'll be able to find local gardeners, farmers, and craft makers selling their wares at the Litchfield Farmers Market. I caught up with marketing manager for the Litchfield Farmers Market, Dale Jett, who says he's looking forward to a great season.
We're looking forward to having our best year this year in Litchfield for the Farmers Market. We usually have 8 to 10 to 12, sometimes up to 15 vendors that come in here. And a lot of stuff is arts and crafts. There's some really neat things they make here. And then a lot of the local people here bring in their overflow, their excess crops out of their gardens and stuff. So we have a lot of good tomatoes and green beans and cabbage. And this year there will be some blackberries too. Last year was a horrible year. It was cold. Throws off a lot of the fruit-bearing canes. This year, they survived pretty well. Same way with raspberries. There'll be raspberries and strawberries this year. So we're looking forward to that. And I don't know, everybody I've talked to has actually enlarged their garden a little bit. We're looking forward to serving everyone around here if they want really homegrown, fresh produce.
Since the farmers market focuses on homegrown, seasonal produce, you may not be able to find your favorite fruits in the stands yet, but Jett says there are plenty of other items to come look at right now.
Right now, we just have the early things like the cold crops, cabbage, and mostly plants and stuff right now. We got a lot of flowers, a lot of hanging baskets. We got calabrachia, which is some people call million bed. It's just a real pretty flower that blooms continuous all summer. They like a little bit of sun, a little bit of shade, and fed about once every 2 weeks. We got rhubarb and asparagus right now, and we got a few more things coming on.
Every year, Jett says there are a few items that stand out at the farmers market as crowd favorites.
Traditionally, it has been tomatoes. Everybody loves a garden-ripe tomato, and probably right behind that would be sweet corn. There's nothing better than sweet corn right off the stalk and just dropped in a pot of water and boil it up, and that's just really, really good eating. And then probably green beans is a real popular thing too. And everybody loves fresh lettuce and radishes and cold crops and stuff like that. But there's always a special place for the blackberries and the strawberries and peaches. And it looks like this year we'll have a few peaches, maybe some apples and strawberries and raspberries and blackberries. So, you know, that's always a popular item. Everyone loves those. Nothing better than a homemade blackberry pie.
Although the farmers market only runs from April till October, Jett says preparing for it is a year-long task, but rewarding. He goes over how some of the preparations for this year's crops are already starting to show.
I basically work on my garden year-round. In the fall, I start putting on fertilizers. You know, I had soil tested, was deficient in a few things, and so we brought in some phosphorus and lime and different stuff for the garden. And this year I can actually see a lot of difference in some of the early stuff, especially the rhubarb. This rhubarb this year is the most beautiful, best looking rhubarb I've raised in a long time, and I've had rhubarb for 40 years. And it's just, you know, you have to keep the weeds out, you got to keep tilling it, and just get it ready. You got to get your seed beds ready.
Overall, Jett says things are looking good for this year's farmers market, and he encourages people to stop by and check to see when their favorite items will be in season.
Just remember, this is all homegrown produce, so it comes with the season, and this year looks like it's going to be a good season, so we're hoping for that.
Again, the Litchfield Farmers Market will be running every Monday and Friday from 2 till dusk on the Litchfield Library lawn. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.